It's Monday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 58, season 3, episode 11, titled Johnny Wrestling, because why the fuck not?
Yeah. All right, so quick happy birthday to BJ Penn, Mo Smith, Junkyard Dog, and Michael Elgin.
Straight in the day, also goes to Johnny Wrestling, Rebel God Smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, we found all kinds of cool shit this week.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, we're going into prediction Friday.
All right, so for UFC, we'll start there. Our first matchup was...
We're going to do this again. Total scores right now, 42, you 37.
Yo, yay. So we got Sean O'Malley versus Paiva, and now Sean O'Malley won by TKO. All
right, so it's one each for us.
All right. Then it was Kai Kara France versus Cody Gabrant.
Wait, we both hit Gabrant.
Yep, who lost... to Kai Kara France and TKO.
Still 1-1.
And it was Jeff Neal versus Santiago Ponzinibbio.
You got it that time.
I guess I'm not as high or tie at this time. I don't know.
We both had Ponzinibbio, though. So.
Yeah, so we lost that one.
So still only one.
And then Juliana Pena versus Amanda Nunes. We both pick Amanda, I believe.
Yes.
Who lost.
Right, we're doing really good this card.
And then for the main event, it was Charles Oliveira versus Dustin Poirier.
I picked Poirier. You picked Oliveira. So that's two for you.
Yep.
And one for me. I did fucking horrible.
Yeah, you had what I usually have for UFC. I usually don't do the greatest at UFC. All right, so now we're on to final battle. Which this got all mixed up. Because they added three things to their pre-show or... two of the... whatever.
I guess just read them off.
Yep. So, it's... first up was the six-man tag match for the ROH six-man tag title. And it was The Righteous versus Shane Taylor. And The Righteous won.
Right. Shane Taylor promotions. Shane Taylor's not in that match. It's everybody but Shane Taylor in that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. His whole group.
Won. Anyway, yeah. We both picked Righteous. So, that is another point for us.
Yep. And then next up, we had the six-woman tag match, which was Miranda... Elise and the Allure versus Chelsea Green and the Hex.
I picked Elise and Allure. Yes. I was calling it Alizé. Is it not Alizé?
Alizé, Elise.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever, point for me.
Yeah, whatever, point for you. We're going to skip the 10-minute tag match because we that was TBD versus TBD.
Yeah,
Neil
said not to pick that, but we will name it. It was PJ Black, Flip Gordon, Brian Malonis, Beer City Bruiser, and World Famous Cheeseburger. They defeated LSG...
Sledge,
Max the Impaler, Dominic Flamita, and Will Ferrara.
Yes. All right, and then we had Dragon Lee versus Ray Horace.
Both picked Dragon Lee there.
Yep. And then we had the Four Corner Survival match for the ROH television title, and it was Dalton Castle versus Rhett Titus versus Silas Young and Joe Hendry. And
we both picked Dalton Castle.
Yes, and Rhett Titus won.
Okay.
If I can surprise everybody, I guess. And then we had the Pure ROH Championship, which was Josh Woods versus Brian Johnson. I think we both picked Josh Woods.
Picked Josh Woods.
Yep, he won. And then Shane Taylor defeated Kenny King.
I went with Kenny King. You went with Taylor.
Oh, I went with someone I didn't like and it paid off. And then Roxy defeated Willow Nightingale for the women's title.
We both picked Rock.
Yep. So then, next up was Violence Unlimited versus EC3, Eli Islam, Taylor Rust, and Tracy Williams, and Violence Unlimited won. So, no surprise there.
We got that one as well.
And then it was the Briscoes versus the OGK. Briscoes won.
We both picked Briscoes.
And then last was Gresham versus Lethal for the ROH Championship, and Gresham won. And that be it.
So that's eight for you. And I should also have eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight for me.
Okay. So we kind of evened out on that one pretty much. So I got an extra point.
10-9. Yeah, you got an extra point. 10-9 for this week, which brings your total to 47. And my total to 51.
Slowly closing the gap.
So now you're only down by four.
Yep. Getting there.
It's a fight card this week if you want to just do it. It would get really bad. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's Prediction Friday. You want to do any quick commercial break now?
Yeah. And then we'll come back with the week in wrestling or whatever you want to call it.
All right. So we'll do a quick commercial from Anchor.fm. And we'll come back with our NXT that we have to do and then watch wrestling that we may or may not have watched throughout the rest of it. Because we watch some shit and I watch some different shit.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we'll do an NXT at least.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back. Anchor.fm. All right, so we're back. So the only assignment this week was NXT 2.0, mainly so I could watch Johnny Gargano's farewell speech. That's literally the reason why I decided that was what we were watching. So.
Yeah.
And that was way at the end of the fucking show.
It was. It was the very end of the show. First up, though, we had Kyle O'Reilly's cage match with Von Wagner.
It's also his farewell, but yes. You can see that he doesn't really mean as much to them.
No.
or the fans, because nobody gave a fuck about him.
No, they just kept chanting, "You still suck at fucking Wagner or whatever."
It's just because Wagner still sucks.
Yeah.
Match itself was not horrible, though.
It wasn't horrible. I mean, it was a decent cage match, actually. So, I didn't have any problems with it. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gone. He also, like, flashed the UE symbol at the end of War Games after...
Yeah, I saw that.
Almost got jumped by Wagner. So
when he was attacked by Wagner and Wagner like countered on him.
Yeah. So I think he's gone.
I'm really surprised he didn't show up at Final Battle.
Yeah. Red Dragon was always a big piece of
tag
team.
I mean, even like in one of the video things that like Young Bucks did or CM Punk did.
CM Punk did one, yeah.
Yeah. A few other people did them as well. But like I mean like Braun Strowman was there.
Yeah.
Not Murphy, the other one. Blake was there.
Yeah. So, it was kind of weird.
It's kind of weird that they didn't do anything at all for it. Even just Fish going. You know what I mean?
Like, they
Fish didn't want to go without fucking Kyle, though.
Maybe.
That would make sense to me.
Yeah.
But even, like, Adam Cole wasn't there.
Yeah. And he was a big part of that.
At least put him in with the other fucking video package for the Bucks, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're all together anyway, right?
Right. You could have just, like, stood there in a BTE fucking thing and just did the fucking thing.
So, but I mean, yeah, I know he's gone, so.
Nothing in wrestling is definite, but I'm 98% sure Kyle O'Reilly is AEW.
Yeah. He's going to play with his friends.
100%. Well, like I said, not 100% because nothing's 100% in wrestling.
Nothing's 100% because we could always be wrong, but...
I mean, I didn't think Braun Strowman was going to go to fucking ROH either.
Yeah.
But he is.
Yep. So...
Even just for the day.
He's definitely, I think, almost 100% certainty. Right. Almost.
As close to 100% certainty as I can get.
Yeah.
Kyle O'Reilly will be part of Red Dragon.
Yeah, Red Dragon's going to show up again. And then I honestly think that Cole is going to turn on the Elite at some point.
I think so, too.
We're going to have fucking...
Era Undisputed versus Elite.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean. We'll have...
They're not TNA, though.
AEW...
They don't just change names like that, but...
They'll have fucking... We'll definitely be like AEW, UE group, whatever they call them fucking...
Right, whatever they call them fucking selves.
But I definitely think that's coming. And it's the best part of UE. Like, 2.0 can keep Roddy. Like, I don't care about Roddy. Or his diamond mind, for that matter. The only one that's entertaining out of that group is his mouthpiece.
Yeah, he's the only one that's worthwhile. Malcolm Bevins. I'm going to say his name right this time. Instead of just calling him Stokely like I always do.
He's the only fucking one out of that group that's worth anything. And then, like, there was... Bron Breakker came out and... Then they came out afterwards and had a little thing. So, hopefully, like, he kicks Roderick Strong's ass.
Hopefully. And after that, it's Matt Shue, right?
That's the only time I'll be okay with Bron Breakker is him kicking fucking Roddy Strong's ass.
Although I really don't care, one way or another.
Yeah. And then there's the Creed Brothers versus Brooks Jansen and Josh Briggs.
Yeah, who the fuck are they?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Who the fuck is this Trevor Murdoch wannabe fucking
group? Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I'm like,
Trevor Murdoch and Lance Cade versus fucking the other two fucking brother people. What the fuck are they called?
Yep. Oh, the what?
I don't remember the fuck they're brothers.
Creed Brothers.
Creed Brothers. And, like, Grizzly and Vets were out there.
Yeah.
But also, like, Imperium was, like, up top.
Yeah, like, it's like everyone was, like, the more... Veteran tag teams.
Everyone except like MSK.
Were off going to find the Shaman.
Right, yeah, we didn't get to that point yet.
Yeah.
They didn't go find their Shaman, even though we kind of predicted that last week.
Yeah, I mean,
who else is it gonna be?
Yeah, we said that or RVD. So, which I mean.
Anyway, so Brooks and so Trevor Murdoch and Lance Cade won, and then they got to go to some concert with fucking Casey Cannizzaro and another one.
Yeah,
Caden Carter.
Caden Carter.
Those two.
Yeah, those two.
Anyway, yeah, that was what it was, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't anything special.
You weren't paying much attention to it either, apparently.
No, I wasn't.
It was just on TV.
No, yeah, it was just on there, and I was like, yeah, okay.
And then Duke Hudson's in the ring wearing a stupid fucking wig.
Yeah, because his fucking head got shaved. That was kind of fucking funny. I kind of like that guy. Duke Hudson. I don't mind him.
I don't hate him. He's not my favorite of the group. Like I said, my favorite of the new group has got to be Grayson.
Yeah, just because he was so fucking...
Just
because
he was entertaining to watch.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He had... He threw me... I looked at that dude when I first watched that War Games match, and I'm like, oh, this dude's like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? And then all of a sudden, he's doing all this shit, and I'm like, dude, he's like the coolest one out of the group next to, like, Carmelo Hayes.
Right, yeah, okay. Carmelo counts too, I guess. Yeah, right.
You know?
Carmelo does count, actually.
Yeah. So, but then, yeah, with the Duke Hudson thing, the wig, that was funny.
So now it's going to be some type of fucking another match with them two.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a continuing feud, I imagine. I don't know why my phone doesn't want to.
I only can't get past that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, after Duke, it was...
I'm trying to refresh to see if mine has any luck.
So North American Championship is where I'm going next.
Yeah, because that was Carmelo Hayes and Dexter Lumis. That was a decent match.
It was a fun match. It was a North American Championship match. I don't know why I said it like that, but it was those two.
Yeah, I know what you were trying to say.
And it ended in DQ because that match is gonna that feud is gonna go on for a little while too.
Yeah, because that was just a result of him coming out from under the ring and
messing with Scary Trick.
Yeah. So, which was kind of funny. I like that. And then there was another fucking bit. I'm just trying to, like... I watched this a few days ago, so my brain is not where it should be right now.
There's a bit with Grayson Waller Dirt, like, right before that match.
Yeah.
Where, he was trying to pick up some girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and Eli Drake showed up and fucking very Ric Flair-esque fucking
took her... Stole his girl,
got in some fancy fucking sports car fucking and drove away. Like, oh, yeah, that's... Eli Drake's good at playing that role, you know? I can't call him LA Knight, though. Like, you couldn't have picked any better name.
You couldn't just be Eli Drake?
Yeah.
I know you already have James Drake.
But still, even just Eli...
That time you had Drake Maverick.
Eli something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
LA Knight's stupid. How about just Eli Knight? Compromise me. Like, that's your new name.
Yeah.
Eli Knight.
Eli Knight still sounds better than LA Knight.
So, yeah. So then we find out who the Shaman is after that match.
Yeah, then we found out who the Shaman was.
And it's Matt fucking Riddle, or Riddle.
Yeah, and then they had a very Treehouse-esque fucking
It was definitely Treehouse all the way.
Like, what's in the bag?
What's in the bag? You gotta share what's in the bag. Sharing is caring. Oh god, these motherfuckers are high as fuck right now.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is as close as WWE is gonna get to admitting that these guys are all fucking potheads.
Yeah. Fucking. I mean, once Riddle was the Shaman, like, you know who it was gonna be, though.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
He's a tag team legend. I'm like, dude, really? Like, okay, he won with the Bruiser weights, whatever. Trick manipulation, as we like to call them.
But still, like, I mean, really?
I don't consider him a tag team specialist by
but
any
I think
means.
That was because on SmackDown they had RK Bro versus Usos versus the New Day.
I don't know. That
the winner like was supposed match, to be but, the okay. fucking the Nah, it was on SmackDown. I didn't see it because I fell asleep, but it was on SmackDown and it was the winner was gonna be the greatest tag team in WWE.
Oh, and Riddle and fucking Orton just magically get to be in that?
Yeah, and I'm like, why? Like, I like Orton, and Orton has been in many famous tag teams throughout his career. Far more than Riddle's been in so far. Riddle's been in two. You know what I'm saying? And they're not, like... And the only reason this one is so hyped is because it's Orton.
RK-Bro's pretty funny, though.
I do like RK-Bro. But greatest tag team of all time?
No, I guess I'm saying, like, I don't get it either.
Like, that's either the Usos or that's New Day. For me, I mean, going Usos.
Technically, we all know the answer is Road Warriors is the greatest tag team of all time. But if
we're talking more current generation.
Right. It's got to end up being, you know, either the New Day or the Usos.
Yes.
Right, are the only two.
The past 6 years, they've been 5-6 years, they've been the two top teams, pretty right. much.
I mean, there's not another tag team that exists in WWE that I think is close to that.
Yeah.
There's a few elsewhere, like the Briscoes and even like the Young Bucks that would be close. Briscoes,
yeah, exactly.
Even FTR.
I'd put FTR in that running with the Young Bucks just because of how decorated they are in
right.
many promotions.
Many promotions. Probably have the ROH titles soon. Well, not soon, but at least, you know, a match yeah. for it.
I'm not sure, like, ROH is fully going to go away.
I don't know if it's going away yet or not. They plan on coming back in April. We'll see.
We'll see what happens come April.
We'll see. I mean, I think there's enough support around it now. They can reboot and that people watch it because they don't want it to go away again.
Yeah.
As long as they don't, like,
reboot. They might have more financial supporting coming to them, too, and maybe that's going to help with some of the rebranding and maybe...
Well, it's never been about financial because Sinclair owns them, and Sinclair owns yeah. a lot of... I mean, they're an oil company, so, like, they own shit.
Yeah, it's just ROH itself was, like... I read something that they were in a little bit of debt. That company
that brand was in debt.
Yeah.
So they're going to rebrand into, like, Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
2.0 with flashy colors.
Something different.
And then there'll be somebody else.
Maybe bring in a few of these other people that showed up there, that, like, Braun Strowman that we didn't expect to see there.
Control the narrative, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, that could be an interesting stable, even though I didn't see Braun going there at all.
Me neither.
I expected him to join House of Black, honestly.
Yeah. I swear to God, I was waiting
for... He still might.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting to see for when Bray shows up, because I feel like Braun might show up somewhere with Bray.
Well, winter's coming.
Yeah, that's this week, right?
Is it this week?
I think this week is winter's coming.
I thought next week. I thought it played out better to be next week. I don't know. Maybe. Either way.
I can't remember. I thought it's next week.
Don't care anymore.
Because I watched part of Dynamite, too, and I thought it was next week, so...
I remember seeing it. I don't remember what week it was. I don't remember if it was 2 weeks or 1 week. I just don't remember. Anyway, winter is coming at some point.
Yeah. That sounds so stupid to say it like that. It's like what? Such a rip-off of Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming, all right?
Winter's already fucking here, by the way, where we live.
Not in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know that.
But they know about winter.
Yeah, exactly. They get a dusting of snow and panic.
Anyway... after Loomis, right, that we're at.
Yeah.
Gigi Dolin and JC Jane versus...
Oh, yeah, Toxic Attraction versus
two jobbers I've never fucking seen before.
Yeah. Because they came out, and I'm like, who the fuck are these chicks? Yeah, and then Toxic Attraction is coming out, and I'm like, oh, never mind. They're about to get, like, fucking fed to Toxic Attraction to make them look strong.
It did force me to use Google during that match, because at one point, Vic Joseph said that he drools over one woman in NXT, and it's none of these women. Yeah. So I wanted to know who the fuck his girlfriend was.
Yeah.
So I googled. It's Mackenzie. What the fuck's her name? The fuck? Mackenzie Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
The backstage interviewer chick.
All right, whatever.
Her. That's who his girlfriend is.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt the need to Google that, but I was like, what? Okay, that means you're fucking that with means somebody.
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
somewhere.
So let me find out who the fuck that is. Yeah, fucking like that.
Or something. Yeah. All right. So,
I don't know why I felt everybody needs
smart
to know that.
Smart comments from him, because, you know, she'll probably kick his ass if he fucking said anything else.
Right, exactly. Be smart about it. Don't be fucking what's-his-face.
Corey Graves?
Yeah. That one.
So then, yeah, that happened, and then, was it Gargano was after that?
No, there was Santos Escobar. Santos Escobar and Zion Quinn.
There's another match.
Zion Quinn, which is a decent match, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be more of an Eddie Guerrero type finish. Like, oh, she cheated to put it on. He's going to, like, throw it at him. And,
yeah.
But she, like, saw the fucking breast lock, like, right away.
Yeah.
The referee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that didn't work very well.
I like Escobar. I think...
I like Quinn, too. He's not horrible, but...
Yeah. I think Escobar. I think that whole group should go up to the main roster.
Yeah, and get ruined.
Yeah.
I mean... Probably. What the fuck else are they doing?
But, yeah.
They should fucking... Bring fucking Dominic Mysterio with him, because, like, that way at least they can train him.
Yeah. Like, all right. You need some more work, buddy.
He does need some more work.
You know? I gotta go watch the fucking match with Hook that you said he looked impressive.
Yeah, Hook looked good. I'm telling you right now. Get on that Hook train right now, because if you miss out, you're gonna feel a bit dumb. Because yeah. Hook is talented, and I would watch
he's
Hook
just,
wrestle.
He's annoyed me so far because it's like he just stands there most of the time. He doesn't do anything. Why is he here if he's not gonna wrestle? Like, does his dad teach him how to wrestle?
Team
like,
Taz's secret fucking weapon, and he is going to be brutal.
Well, that's good.
He's mini Taz. I'd rather watch him wrestle than Hobbs. Him and Starks would be perfect together. That's all I need.
Yeah, because him and Starks are similar sizes, too. So.
Right.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, Hobbs is just big.
Yeah.
And Hobbs is any of Hobbs up there. I hate sometimes... Like,
Hobbs looks like he belongs in NXT 2.0.
Yeah.
Like he has that build to him.
He's just a big guy, but it doesn't mean he's like overly impressive. He's no fucking Big E or anything.
Right. There's nothing special. He doesn't have any real charisma. The only charisma he has is Taz.
Yeah.
And Starks.
Yeah.
And Hook doesn't need charisma because now he can just be the muscle guy.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, he had charisma in the ring. Like, he was like, look what I can do. But I'm glad it was like, that was his name, Fuego, though. I mean, I could throw Fuego around. But still, like, he looked good. Like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Still, though, I mean, like, yeah, him and Starks would be good together because Starks could talk for the group, like the tag team,
right?
You know,
and even just, you know, Taz is still their manager, so like it still works really well. I still haven't heard him speak yet, so maybe he'll speak eventually, and it won't be bad either.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, you know, they're letting Brock talk, and we all kind of thought Brock couldn't talk, and
right.
And like
maybe he learned a few things from hanging out with Heyman for fucking 25 years.
Brock is like, actually, I kind of like Brock again, like randomly.
Now, then you don't want us in the King segment, then.
Yeah. He's not.
I'm not going to call him my douchebag of the day.
Yeah, no.
But King did kind of ruin that already, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Then Johnny came out, thanked a whole bunch of people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's has going
to... I'm still not 100%, I'm not 100% sure he's going anywhere. I know he hasn't re-signed anything.
He hasn't re-signed anything, but they're about to have their first kid in February, so right. He might just want a little time off.
He might just want to do some independent shit in the meantime, because he opened up his Pro Wrestling Tees store again.
Yeah.
And it means he's not coming back. No, it just means he opened a store to make some loot while fucking he's not doing anything.
Yeah, like he probably doesn't want to have the commitment of having to be on TV every week with the newborn.
Especially, you know, when his contract ended. It's like, maybe I'll just take some time to think.
Yeah.
Do something. He said,
see what I want to do.
Do some things in between is what he said.
Yeah, which means like I'll do a few independent shows because I'm not under a contract or anything, so I can do a few things here and there. But it will see who comes to him too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he might get offers from people, obviously, because he's not under contract. And it might show him, like, well, let me see how much WWE really likes me and wants me. Like, how much do they...
They definitely do want him and need him, though.
I think so. Because you start losing many of the black and gold OGs out of NXT.
It's not going to be. 2.0 is not going to be exciting just because none of them are excited by themselves, I don't think.
No, some of them show potential.
Right, but they need that.
They need a lot. They need another half of the roster to be there to show them and guide them to get there.
I think the mix between the women is good, because you got enough a little. You know what I mean? Enough. Even some main talent roster like Mandy was come down, so like she seemed.
Mandy's come down. She needed a little bit more work anyway. Right, so but I mean, this is a good trial run for her to have the championship before her and her group get jettisoned up top at some point, because you know that's coming at some point. Maybe not like anytime soon, but this is, they're using it like the fucking training ground.
I do like that Johnny thanked the backstage people, like Matt Bloom, Tensai, and Terry Taylor, the Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Steve Carino.
Carino, yeah.
And there's somebody else that I was like, oh, I know who that is. Like some of the old like wrestling, I didn't know he used to work for that company.
Yeah,
oh, William Regal. I don't know why it's William Regal that I fucking forgot about.
Because you haven't seen him on TV, you know.
No, I think he might have been one that I forgot about, but it was like one of those people that is whatever, it doesn't matter. I was like, oh yeah, you Regal. Right. Anyway, so yeah, I think about the backstage people, and I thought that was pretty cool of him.
Yeah,
I literally just gave him like a open mic essentially. I'm like, here, talk, and then eventually we're gonna have fucking Grayson Waller attack you.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is also why I think he's coming back. Even just for a one-off with Grayson Waller. So he seems like that type that would do a one-off with Grayson.
Yeah.
And leave.
Yep. Yeah, he is that type. He's definitely helped pay it forward. And,
even on his way out. I mean, like Kyle O'Reilly and even for that matter, Adam Cole did the same thing on their way out.
True. Yeah. You know?
Daniel Bryan, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, he really has anybody who... I mean, the only person who really got fucked on their way out, besides CM Punk, was probably CM Christian. CM Punk
kind of fucked himself, though, by the way. He just, like, took his ball and went home.
Yeah, he fucked... Well, he got, like, attacked out of the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Like, chokeslammed out of the Royal Rumble. That yeah. Somebody wasn't in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Which so, I always hate having it. He's like, you're not in the fucking match. Go away.
Yeah. Like, there should be, like, rules about that by this point in time.
Also, that was the authority, so there wouldn't have been any rules about that anyway.
No shit. I know.
But either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian was one of I think got fucked the most on his way out. You're like, oh, you get the... Oh, Matt Hardy, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's like some of those type of guys who just got chair shotted and then, like, left. Big yeah. Show and Mark Henry and...
Dean Ambrose didn't have the greatest. His last fucking bit was kind of like his best.
Yeah.
Last few matches were kind of shit and like treatment wise.
I guess, but
you know
they did kind of, you know.
But that is the thing though. Like usually, I mean, people forget like a lot of days back, and if you were leaving a territory for good, you dropped your shit. You know, you lost. You gave it to somebody. It's just kind of a thing, you know? You're leaving the promotion. You're not, like, most people don't go out on
top. You're not going to go out on top, but, like...
Most people don't go out on top.
What match are you going to remember more? Johnny's last match? Or fucking Kyle O'Reilly's last match?
Yeah, exactly.
Or Adam Cole's last match?
Yeah. So, it's... Yeah.
I mean, like, I couldn't tell you what Dean Ambrose's last match was, so, I mean...
I think it was Lashley,
that proves that I don't know what I'm talking about there, but...
I think he was just getting squashed by fucking Lashley a lot.
Yeah. I remember him fucking battling Nia Jax for a minute, too.
Yeah.
That was toward the end of that, right?
Yeah, it was bad. His last month in the company, because they knew he was leaving, was just bad.
But they thought he was, like, leaving. They didn't think he was going to AEW, though.
No, and then he left, and he went right to fucking AEW. Right. Well, he did New Japan for a minute, and then went to AEW.
Yeah, it was like a week.
Yeah.
When they won something, and then...
And he showed up at the very first Double or Nothing and fucked up Omega at the end on the fucking big yeah. fucking poker chips.
I remember that. Those were fun.
So, and I was like, oh, shit. Here we go. And then, honestly, that was probably the biggest boon for his career was leaving, though.
I agree.
Out of the most recent... releases in the past few years of people who've left.
Not a release. Free agency. Like, yeah. Same with Gargano and well, Kyle. Well, that's
the same thing. Between release / contract expiration, you know, people have became free agents one way or another. Let's just put it that way.
Speaking of that, does WWE go fucking sign Big Swole now?
Already got her husband.
I mean... They just go like, okay, why don't you come over here and piss off AEW? I mean, she didn't get cut. She, like, asked for her release or whatever, but, like...
Yeah.
It's just a few days earlier than, like, her contract was up, so...
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal.
Isn't a huge deal. Not like they were doing a lot with her anyway.
No.
But why not go join NXT 2.0
And kind of be dominant down there, because... What else could you really be doing?
You got some... background in the business already, but not like a huge ton, so
more than some of the other ones.
You could fit right like, in the middle of those like, ranks kind of like pretty little quickly. Skateboard
chick,
huh?
Like little skateboard chick.
Oh, Cora Jade, little 18 year old looking fucking teenager girl.
Fucking yeah, that one.
I can't take her seriously. Like same thing with Sky Blue because they like look so young. It's like
Cora Jade needs to learn how to fucking talk to the goddamn fucking camera. I'll tell you that. She is not good at that.
Big ups for taking some of those bumps and doing some of those things in the War Games match.
But yeah, but that, I'll give you that. And then, like,
that's fucking, it, though.
Fucking go hang out with someone who can talk.
Yeah.
Go hang out with fucking Candace. And I understood everything Kylie Rae said during her little...
Yeah, party. Her little thing. I'm like, I still say I hate you when I see her, but, like, I actually understood her.
I understood everything she said. I think it's, like I said, because she's in USA now. So she can actually, you know... The accent isn't strong.
Some voice coaching to make sure she doesn't, you know,
butcher Sheamus words. Sheamus is telling her to say stuff.
Yeah.
Sheamus and Becky.
And fucking Drew.
Drew. I'm saying, like, it's all real.
Drew's Scottish, too, but, like, you can understand
it. I always understood Drew though.
Yeah.
So even when he, like...
But Drew's been here for a while, because you think all the way back to 3MB. And when
before
he,
that.
Before that, when he was a chosen one. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's been around for a while.
Been around for a while. All right, what else you got for the rest of wrestling? You said we kind of touched on Dynamite a little bit. Oh, NXT, I'm going to give the fucking card like a 5. Like, it was nothing special. I mean, the only thing cool about it was really Johnny's speech.
4.5
I'm just gonna give it a 5.
Fucking give it 4.5
All
right. Yeah. It wasn't.
I'll let you pick the fucking homework assignment this week.
If it's Winter Is Coming, it should be Winter Is Coming. If it's not Winter Is Coming, I don't know what else to pick. SmackDown. We haven't done SmackDown yet, have we?
I don't think so. It's been a while since we did WWE main roster.
SmackDown right now is way better than Raw. Well, so
obviously, so.
I mean, I just say SmackDown. If it's Winter Is Coming, though, we should probably look that up.
We should probably quick, look that up. All right.
Before we, like, finalize that.
So we probably won't do Winter Is Coming because we don't know when the fuck it is.
I swear to God, because I watched Dynamite this week and they said next week on Winter Is Coming.
I don't know. The first thing I popped up was HBO.
Because of Game of Thrones. Because they like straight up stole the fucking Winter Is Coming thing from Game of Thrones.
We should probably know this. It is December 15th, so that is definitely this week. So
we're watching Winter Is Coming.
So we're watching Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones it is. Yeah, that's a homework assignment that we decided 2 seconds ago.
Yep. Because that's, well, you got D-Bry versus Hangman.
That'll be fine.
Cowboy, at the end of it, the Dynamite fucking was like, I'm going to stomp the cowboy shit out of you. Well, that'd be interesting. Because D-Bry was about to fucking kick somebody's head in after he just fucked him up.
John Silva.
Yeah. That's Hungy.
Yeah, John Silva. John Silva, like, even when I hated Dark Order, like, he was always like, it was like
a
strong point.
Yeah, I like Silva.
I liked him and Grayson.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I guess, are fine, but...
Yeah.
Whatever. Really, it'll take a...
It's,
you know,
yeah, it's whatever. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But like,
Silver's always been my favorite out of that group. Like, minus Brody, obviously.
Yeah, right. After Brody, it goes Silver, and then probably Stu.
Yeah.
And then...
Evil Uno's grown on me. From the inception of the group when it was just him and Stu, way back, you know.
It was him and Stu, it was just Stu that I liked.
Yeah,
but Uno's probably like, probably fourth or fifth. It was probably like under, like right above five, right below 10.
Yeah.
And then she's on Ty, and then she's probably up there somewhere too.
Yeah.
And then I know Anna Jay counts somewhere too. I don't know. There's funny fucking people in that fucking group.
There are a lot of
Coco Bass at the bottom though.
Yeah, Coco Bass.
I don't like him in that group.
He's way under everybody. Colt Cabana is like, you outgrow him very quickly. I don't know what it is, you know?
Are they doing fucking CM Punk versus Colt Cabana at fucking Winter Is Coming? Because that'd be interesting.
It might be CM Punk versus MJ. No, because MJF's in the fucking Diamond Battle finishing thing with
Diamond Battle finisher thing.
Whatever. Fucking Diamond. The ring thing that he ring might part. Have for the third year. Fucking. It's him and. Who the fuck just joined Team Taz? Was it Dante Martin?
It was right. Yeah, Dante Martin did just join.
Yeah, and then he like traded on him and like threw fucking Starks out because it came down to just Starks, MJF, and him, and he threw Starks out, and so now it's gonna be him and MJF for the fucking ring, the diamond ring.
Okay, yep, that's what it is, and then it's Sheeta versus Serena Deeb as well.
Yeah,
and Wardlow versus Matt Sydal.
That's random.
It is random.
And then D-Bry versus...
And then D-Bry versus Heyman, yes.
Yeah. So I don't think Punk has a match. Although Punk fucking came out and was just really digging into fucking the fucking Long Island about how much the Islanders fucking suck.
That was a good... I mean, you're in MJF's hometown and they like him. Yeah. So like play that fucking tweener card.
He did. Yeah, he did. He definitely did. He's like, I'm the heel here. So fuck y'all. I'm going to just go full
heel. I'm just going to do it. Full heel all the way out.
Yep. It was, I like that fucking speech, so.
So Winter's coming this week, and why don't we just fucking watch SmackDown 2 and we have a comparison?
Yeah, that works for me, because SmackDown's the better of the most of it right now.
So we got two things this week, but no special fucking assignments like we're going to do in the next segment.
No.
Right? Nothing special this week?
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool. So, yeah, we're going to go into Say What Up to Bake as he fucking talks about his stuff.
Yep.
And then King's going to do his War Chamber
matchups. And then we have ours after that.
4 or 5 member teams. They're basically just rosters versus rosters. NXT Old School versus Black and Gold NXT.
Yeah.
NXT 2.0 versus AEW Young Guns.
So non-WWE people.
Right. WWF, so Golden Era. Yeah. Up until, like, how's that thing in between Golden Era and Attitude Era?
New Generation, yeah, or whatever new generation. The fuck they called it.
Yeah, whatever that thing was called. They are facing WWE current roster. Then we have Attitude Era versus Ruthless Aggression, and then Dealer's Choice. So whatever.
Yeah.
So whatever you guys chose for that.
Yep.
Anyway, and King did like 300 of these fucking things.
Yeah, he did a whole bunch of extra ones. We did one each.
That's fine. We'll talk about some of his and some of ours and when we come back. All right.
What's shaking, y'all? MXT Big here. I want to thank y'all in advance for rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over here. Make sure y'all tap in every time they drop a new episode. And with me, y'all know I'm dropping the hardest of the hardest for the East Coast Flames. Make sure y'all check me out at Big Visions on YouTube. Let's get it, man. Sharks up.
All right. Welcome back. This is the Monday night rant. Little recap. Anybody that cares, most I'm sure that most of you don't. I did not have COVID. That's always a plus. I still feel like poo, but you know, whatever. That's not COVID, so that's good. That's pretty much it, I guess. Gonna jump into my maybe not. Let's jump into my notes here. We're doing our War Games special. So I have a list here. I took notes this week, so I'm all impressed. So let's see. Goat Boy gave me a list telling me to come up with one between the old school NXT, and that team was going to go against the NXT Black and Gold. Now, I was a little confused about the old school NXT versus the Black and Gold and the 2.0. So, what I tried to do was, since old school NXT, I figured you can't go any more old school than the Nexus. So, with that, the old school NXT is Wade Barrett, Daniel Bryan, Skip Sheffield, who we all know is one of my least favorite wrestlers of all time, Ryback, and then we've got one Husky Harris, who's on the team, and David Otunga, who narrowly beat out McGillicuddy, who is also known as Curtis Axel. My Black and Gold team. Apparently, Black and Gold and old school, the cutoff was Kevin Owens. And they said that Kevin Owens could be on either or. So I just made him on my Black and Gold to make it easier. So we have Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Adrian Neville, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa. Those two were put on there because they were Team Black and Gold in the actual War Games match last week. So I figured I'd give them a little throw out there. I'm supposed to say who gets the advantage. I'm going to give the advantage, the extra fighter, to the Nexus. So they're going to, you know, always have the man of advantage until everything evens out. But at the end of the day, I'm going to look at this list and I'm going to say that, you know what, one of these things is not like the other. Barrett, Bryan, Ryback, Husky Hare, and Bray Wyatt, they're all great competitors. They're all, well, maybe not great competitors, but they're all tough competitors. And they all went on to have some sort of championship success, be it mid-card, be it not. David Otunga, in my opinion, I threw him in over Curtis Axel just because I wanted somebody in, because I didn't want to overflood with gold. So what I'm going to say is that Black and Gold will win because they will separate Otunga from the rest of the masses, and they are just going to he's gonna be the weak point. They're gonna go after him. He's gonna lose. So that's black and gold. I don't know if this is elimination style. I always forget whether that was elimination style or whether it's just the whole team. I think it's just the whole team. Okay, so my next matchup I was given that he gave us was NXT 2.0, or as I call it, NXT. I can talk today. Or as I like to call it, the NXT psychedelic period. I chose that team to be Bron Breakker, Cameron Grimes, Carmelo Hayes, Solo Sikoa, and Tony D'Angelo. Pretty much it's their war games, because I couldn't figure out who else was in the 2.0 that wouldn't be in the black and gold, because I don't follow NXT as much as I should. Or at least I haven't since it switched to psychedelic. Let me rephrase that. So I knew Solo Sikoa and Cameron Grimes were relatively newer, so I threw them in. They're going against AEW up and comers who are non WWF related. These are guys that have not spent time in the WWE. I did some research trying to make sure that none of these guys actually were in the WWE. I did find out that one... I'll get to it, but I did find out that one of them was. But that's like saying that DDP was a member of the WWF back in the 80s. I'll get to that. But AEW, I chose Darby Allin, Ricky Starks, who is the one in question. Apparently, he played WWE hired a bunch of local wrestlers, and he was played somewhere to get his ass kicked at some point in 2010 or something like that. I don't know. But I picked MJF, Orange Cassidy, and Sammy Guevara. Just because... I'm going to say that team... I'm gonna give it to NXT to get the advantage. But again, the AEW is going to come out on top. Why? Just pretty much because I like Darby Allin and Ricky Starks, and Orange Cassidy makes me fucking laugh. And I think Sammy Guevara is very underrated. These other guys, Breakker, Grimes, Hayes, Sikoa, I don't know if I'm saying his name right. The other Fatu. And D'Angelo, with the exception of D'Angelo, I have not... I'm just going to say that AEW is going to win that. Next match I was given was the old school WWF versus the current roster. The current roster. This is where things are going to start to get a little iffy here for you guys. Just so you know, I felt that Goat Boy, when he gave me this, dropped the ball big time on the team setups. So I added a couple things. I'm sorry. So, with that said, current roster, I have the Universal Champion Roman Reigns and the WWF Champion Big E, just because I couldn't not have them there. Had to have the two champions involved. I picked Seth Rollins. I picked Drew McIntyre. And then, in all honesty, I flipped a coin between two sides and then split the two between four guys. I had two sides and two sides, and then it went to whoever won. It was a coin flipped. there were four guys on the list. It was Shinsuke Nakamura, Sheamus, Cesaro, and Damian Priest to fill out this. And what I did was I put on one side, I picked Priest and Nakamura. On the other side, I did Sheamus and Cesaro. Flipped the coin. It fell on the side of Shinsuke and Priest. And I flipped the coin again to determine between the two of them. And so my fifth man in this is Shinsuke Nakamura, long story short, because I couldn't decide. They're going against my old school team of Randy Savage, Jake Roberts, Bret Hart, the Junkyard Dog, and Rowdy Roddy Piper. I apologize, I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit. I'm still recovering from whatever the hell I had. So I said in that match, I can't not go with the old schoolers. So I gave the old schoolers the time limit advantage, and they're going to end up winning the whole match as well, just because I couldn't go against Macho Man and Jake Roberts and Bret Hart. I'm sorry. Next up, this is where things are going to get a little fucked up again. We were told to go for the Attitude Era versus the Ruthless Aggression Era. Now, with the Attitude Era, let me go back to Ruthless Aggression. I'll give you them first. This one is fairly simple. And it's pretty much a who's who of wrestling. Ruthless Aggression, I have John Cena, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle, and Edge. It's pretty much like, yeah. I hate to say it, but that is a very ominous team. They're going against my Attitude team, which is minus a few pieces that were glaringly obvious of the Attitude Era. Why? Because I felt like Clayton dropped the ball. So with that said, and I can only use these guys once, my Attitude Era consists of Undertaker, Kane, Mankind, Chris Jericho, and Owen Hart. You ask where the big three are. They'll be here. They'll be here. Calm down. They're just not as a member of the actual Attitude Era. So I'm going to give, because I felt they needed the little bit of advantage, I wanted to give the Attitude Era the time and the numbers advantage. But at the end of the day, the Ruthless Aggression team is just too many of them. Unfortunately, they're gonna win this. As much as I want to say that the Undertaker is gonna go on, in my this is a heart versus head game, and I as much as I'd want to see them do that, I think that any team that has Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, Kurt Angle, John Cena, and Edge are going to beat the shit out of all these other guys. And if it's booked inside of a WWF or WWE ring, there's no way in hell you're going to have those five guys lose. So, with that said, they go on. Now, this is where I started playing my own games by my own rules. This is where I felt you dropped the ball, Clayton. Sorry. But I felt that, first off, you can't do war games without mentioning WCW. It's where it started. So with that said, I have my team of WCW OGs. And that is a team of Dusty Rhodes, Sting, Ricky Steamboat, Vader, and Lex Luger. They're going to be against the team of the WCW that were there when it ended, which is Scott Steiner, Booker T, Goldberg, DDP, and Mike Awesome. I had to do a little research on this one because I had to switch. You'll find out later. But I had another guy that I wanted to put in that match. But I used him later on. So Mike Awesome was the fill-in. With this, the time advantage is going to go to the OGs. But at the end of the match, Lex Luger, who was there at the end, and who I just do not like, and I have always, you know, for decades have thought the man to be an asshole, he's going to turn his back on the team that he was with and go with the other boys, and he's going to help them out, and he's going to beat the shit out of Sting, and Steiner is going to roll him up. How about that? Okay. Moving on. Again, you can't talk war games without having the Four Horsemen involved. It was made by Dusty Rhodes as a way to have the Four Horsemen go against the rest of WCW. So with that said, the Four Horsemen, their matchup of Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, and Barry Windham, which is the classic Four Horsemen, they're going to go in against, this is a little interesting, because this other team, I thought, was pretty much close to them, especially the way that their manager is. But I'm going to go have them go against the team of the Heenan family. Bobby Heenan kissed Ric Flair's ass everywhere he went. And he also managed both. He was partly involved in management and Flair. He was involved with, I believe, Anderson. And I know he was involved in the Brainbusters, Anderson and Blanchard. But I think that Barry Windham might have also been involved in that, in the Heenan family at one point or another, but I don't remember. But yeah, they're going to go against that. And this team is going to be a 4-on-4. They're going to go against Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect, King Haku, and Andre the Giant. Time-wise, it'll go to, you know, advantage-wise, it'll go to the Horsemen, because it's the Horsemen. But Bobby Heenan is going to end up winning this one. And the reason why he's going to win it is because he's got so many other boys waiting in the back to jump in. And there's going to be some dirty dealings afoot. So let's say that somebody like King Kong Bundy or Big John Studd or The Missing Link or somebody else that was involved in the Heenan family way back in the day, King Harley Race, all these other people, someone else from that faction, that stable, came out and interfered, and the Four Horsemen go down. Next up, I have, again, I felt you needed factions. Factions are where this is all going is for the best. So I went through and I said, okay, what's another faction? So I figured it was a match that kind of sort of happened a while back, but not really the way it should have been. So I have the NWO of Hulk Hogan, Hall Nash, The Giant, Big Show, Paul White, whatever you want to call them these days. And because I had to come up with somebody that wasn't used or wasn't going to be used and didn't suck, I went with Conan as the fifth member. They're going to be going against the team of D-Generation X, which is HBK, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, X-Pac, and the New Age Outlaws. In this matchup, X-Pac is pretty much going to be non-involved in this, at all, because he was a member of both sides. I'm going to give the time advantage to the NWO because they're the heels, but D-Generation X will win. let's see here. Next one I used was, I had this feeling. I had this question. I've had this question for a while. Of whose corporation was better? Million Dollar Man's? Or Vince McMahon's? So I decided that in this War Games match, I want to pit them against each other and see who comes out on top. So the Vince McMahon Corporation is going to consist of Ken Shamrock, Big Boss Man, Test, Shane McMahon, and Team Captain The Rock. You feeling me? Now you see where I went with attitude. And they're going against the Million Dollar Corporation, which consists of Tatanka, Bam Bam Bigelow, IRS, Psycho Sid, and Team Captain, the Ringmaster, Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's a hell of a matchup. And I'm going to give the advantage to McMahon because I mean, let's face it, with the exception of AEW and TNA, he owns everybody else. So we'll give him the advantage. But I'm going to say that Million Dollar Man's Corporation ends up on top. And my last War Games match, because after I did everything else, I thought, oh shit, I forgot ECW. So I put ECW versus another gimmicky company, or at least they were gimmicky when they first started off, TNA. So Team ECW is Taz, RVD, Sabu, Raven, and Shane Douglas versus the TNA team of Jeff Jarrett, AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Christian Cage, and Samoa Joe. Time constraints, I'm going to, you know, the time advantage, player advantage, I'm going to give to TNA, because let's face it, ECW is always the underdog. But since every last one of those guys, I think with the exception of Shane Douglas, appeared in TNA Impact, I'm going to say that just because I'd rather it that way, I'm going to give ECW the nod here. So, yeah. Those are my picks. I thought it was interesting, but hey, you could be wrong. And holy shit, I went over on time, but only by 2 minutes. So that's not bad. Well, it keeps counting, so I should really shut up and stop talking to myself. With that said, I forgot. I can't stop talking to myself. Forgot my Douchebag of the Week award. Douchebag of the Week, I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar. Even though I said before that, you know, his bit with Sami Zayn was pretty entertaining, it was still, you know, you kind of feel bad for Sami Zayn on that end, even though Brock Lesnar, with a personality, is actually really nice. Just because he beat the shit out of Sami Zayn and stole his title shot from him, I'm going to say it's a douchebag thing to do, even though I did enjoy it. But, you know, just because it's still douchey. So, you know, Brock Lesnar, you're my douche. Just because I have to pick a douche. Okay, so with that, I'm done talking to myself. Okay, bye.
All right, so I'm glad King had fun with his fucking list. All fucking 60 fucking teams that he made, which is fine.
You know, you really dropped the ball with the WCW stuff.
Look, I didn't do WCW because I thought that would be too easy because it would be Four Horsemen versus NWO.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I would have done. That's why I didn't do that. Also, just to correct him, it was technically NWA, not WCW that started War Games. I know we're fucking nitpicking there, but it was NWA, not WCW. Plus, like, everybody's done some type of War Games match. ECW's done one. They called it something different. Match to end all matches. NWA has
the War Chamber.
War Chamber. ROH did one. There was Blood and Guts from AEW. IWA did one. Anyway, so like they there's a bunch of these fucking things that existed.
Yes.
I just chose these rosters so I could keep it kind of WWE-esque, except for the Young Guns, where I said no WWE.
Yes.
So I'm going to start with your fucking thing first. Why don't you give me your NXT 2.0s first?
Okay. So my NXT 2.0 team, or as I call them, the 2.0, they had the advantage, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So out first was Carmelo Hayes. Second was Von Wagner. Third was Solo Sikoa. And last was Bron Breakker.
Oh, you did four-man teams.
Yeah, I did four-man teams. I didn't do five-man teams. I did four-man teams because I was going with the NXT version, which is usually four-man teams.
Okay, I did five the whole way through because I just...
I did my extra team was a five-man team, though.
I just did five because it was easier to not kick somebody out.
Yeah, I was literally trying to be random as fuck with it, and then I wasn't with some of them, because, like, my pillars, as I called them, because AEW, Young Guns, I was straight with Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, Jungle Boy, and MJF.
You didn't kick MJF up for Britt Baker?
Huh?
You didn't kick MJF up for Britt Baker?
No, I didn't. I thought about that for a minute. I'm like, I can be creative as however the fuck I want with this, but I didn't do that, because I saw MJF winning by fucking hitting, like, Carmelo Hayes or something with the fucking diamond ring and fucking getting the victory that way.
Okay. So here's my match. 2.0. I didn't name these fucking teams, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
I didn't really name them, my guy, and it just...
it's going to be Zion Quinn, Von Wagner, Carmelo Hayes, Odyssey Jones, and Grayson Waller. They are facing the AEW team, obviously. MJF, Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, seems to be a trend here.
Yeah.
Dante Martin.
Oh, okay.
And I went five-man team, so I went, hey, man, motherfucking Page.
Yeah.
Argue me. I don't care. He's their star.
Yeah, he's their biggest first homegrown star.
Right. I mean, I know he did New Japan, too, and ROH, too, but, like...
Yeah, but, I mean...
He was just an outcast on the
Elite. He was just a little fucking whipping boy.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So...
Argue me. I'm saying he's their star. Anyway, the advantage... is Sammy Guevara versus Carmelo Hayes in a ladder match, and Sammy Guevara won. So that means that Carmelo Hayes has to come out first.
Yeah.
AEW has the advantage and dominate the entire fucking time. even when Odyssey comes in last.
Yeah.
But they dominate, and then Dante Martin pins Von Wagner for the win.
All right.
Yes, Dante Martin. Yeah. Won that. Did you catch that one?
Yeah, I got that one.
That's what I'm pushing in my head now. Dante Martin.
Dante Martin.
Sold on him.
I don't know. He might be.
I kind of want to take out Heyman and put in Hook now.
there'll be another chance at some point.
Probably. Either Survivor Series or whatever.
Yeah.
There'll be another War Games coming up.
Yeah.
Blood and Guts time.
Yeah. Sure, because that's usually February sometimes.
That will be all WCW. Away. Don't worry, King.
Yeah.
WCW versus AEW.
Yep. Hey.
All right, which one do you want to do next?
Let's go Attitude versus Ruthless.
All right, go. I'll go first this time.
Okay.
All right, Attitude Era. Real simple. Undertaker, Kane, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Rock, Mankind.
Yeah, okay. I think we all had a trend here.
Oh, King did something weird because he wanted to put The Rock in fucking Corporation in some other random match at the
list. Yeah, I know.
They are facing John Cena.
Yep.
Randy Orton.
Yep.
Dave Bautista. Brock Lesnar. Kurt Angle. The advantage goes to Orton because he RKOs Stone Cold Steve Austin in a who gets the stunner RKO first match. However, Stone Cold gets revenge as he RKOs Randy Orton for the 1-2-3.
All right.
After everybody else goes through tables.
So, advantage for me went to the Attitude team, and it was Kane, Mankind, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Undertaker.
Oh.
Versus my Ruthless Aggression team of Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton, Batista, and John Cena. There's like a fucking huge trend here with the freaking, with this matchup.
That matchup was definitely the same fucking thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's like with me, it was like kind of like, this was definitely a finisher fest fucking ending if this was a WWE. Oh yeah, definitely a finisher fest,
like F5s and AAs. Yeah. And
And I had it ending with Undertaker hitting fucking Brock with like a tombstone.
I didn't see that coming from you at all. Ah. Maybe Kane with a choke slam. I thought you were going to win that one.
Well, Kane took out fucking Batista. So yeah. He took out Batista and fucking John Cena took out Kane with the fucking AA. And it's just like I had this whole back and forth fucking thing and ended with Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. Right. Fuck you.
Not elimination, but yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying finisher-wise, the last two standing with them two, so.
Moving on to Black and Gold versus Old School NXT, Kevin Owens being the cutoff, which is why I disagree with King's Neville.
Yes, because Neville was there long before.
Right. I don't know if there's any crossover there or not, but I don't feel like looking it up.
Yeah.
I don't think they had a match together. I think Neville was gone. Because Sami Zayn would... No, technically, I guess Kevin Owens came the night that Sammy won the title from
Neville.
From Neville.
So he was still there, but not for much longer.
I guess he has to count. Really? To him. By definition, I guess he counts.
Yep. Just because it happens to be right when.
It's a loophole.
Yep.
It works.
Yep.
We talked myself into it. Look at that. All right. So Black and Gold team, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, Keith Lee, and Karrion Kross.
Okay. Pretty wide range of the Black and Gold.
Yep. They are facing Tyson Kidd, Tyler Breeze, Adrian Neville on the Old School side where he belongs.
Yeah.
Connor and Victor the Ascension. Because they were dominant then.
They were dominant. They were a badass team and we're like, oh, they're going to go places. And then...
That's also how they got the advantage in a tag team match, DYI versus Ascension. Ascension winning. So that's how they got the advantage.
Yeah.
Right. It does help them for a little while. However, Keith Lee and Karrion Kross are huge.
Yes.
And that is all people are, except for maybe like Connor.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Black and Gold does win.
All right.
As Keith Lee spirit bombs the fuck out of Tyson Kidd.
Poor Tyson. All right. So my NXT Old School team, they had the advantage. And they were Neville, Bo Dallas, Prince Pretty, and Bray Wyatt. Just random old school motherfuckers. And then Black and Gold was Finn Balor, Andrade, Gargano, and Ciampa. So, and...
Seems like Gargano and Ciampa made all those fucking bad teams.
Huh? They did make all of those teams. And they won.
They are the Black and Gold.
They are the Black and Gold, and they won it for them with their fucking double knee in the shit out of fucking Prince Pretty.
Yeah. So you got Prince Pretty getting his ass whooped. I had Tyson Kidd getting his ass whooped.
Yep. So... There's my fucking thing. Because I looked at this and I'm like, Balor, Andrade, and Gargano, Ciampa. There's no way. Like, Neville and Bray, yeah, okay. But if we're talking old school NXT Bray, still not the monster he became to be, you know. But Black and Gold, these guys are, like, probably the best they ever were. Well, these two never left, but the other two on top didn't get treated right. Well when they went up top, so. So that's that. What else we got? We got
Dealer's Choice now.
Old school versus new school, right?
Oh, yeah. Old school versus new school.
All right. So we'll do that one.
All right. So current roster versus old school roster.
All right.
I'll go first, second. I don't care.
I'll go first.
All right.
So I took a little liberty with my current roster one, and I said, I don't know, I'm going to go back like 5 years. So, like...
Okay. That's not current.
But most of the roster... Actually, and honestly, this person only left like 2 years ago, so that's still a lot more current, you know?
Okay.
But I picked Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins. I'm going
to fight that one all the way. That one's worse than King's fucking Neville. I know. At least that one kind of fit.
I know. I'm just going with it, so fuck it. It was Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and then I picked Cesaro.
All right, you have to pick out Dean Ambrose to put somebody else in. I'll stop your head. Finish your match first. Finish your matchup first.
Right, I could pick somebody else then.
I mean, I took Heyman out and put Hook in.
All right. So, fuck Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
Fuck it.
That's funny.
I'm just going to put DZ. Make my life
All right, so DZ's in there now.
DZ's in there now. He is part of the current roster, so it fits.
All right, so I guess I gotta. I mean, not that it matters anyway, because they would have beat fucking with Heyman or Hook. It doesn't really matter.
So, say Dolph Ziggler, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Cesaro, which is still not a bad team.
Fine. Because I gave you the option to finish your match, and you didn't, so that's on you.
That's fine. Continue. I took it off. So, it doesn't matter, because they still fucking lose. So
okay.
Let's just put it that way. Because my OG team was Roddy Piper, Ted DiBiase, Macho Man, and Andre the Giant. And basically, I saw Cesaro trying to fucking be badass and think he could swing Andre and then, like, hurt his back and get put into a fucking sleeper by Roddy.
Oh. $1 million dream by $1 million man, even?
Either one, I guess. Like, it doesn't matter. I just like Roddy Piper a lot. I know. So.
All right. So, my Legends team, I guess. I don't fucking know. is Bret Hart, Axe and Smash, Haku. And Owen Hart.
It's pretty good.
They are facing current roster of Kevin Owens, Edge, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and Dolph Ziggler. Which is funny that you put it in there randomly. I'm like, Ziggler's on my fucking team. They have the advantage after a really cool matchup between Ziggler and Owen Hart, which, I mean, you can see be like, it was like a 29-minute match.
Yeah.
And Ziggler rolled them up. And that's how they got the advantage. It doesn't matter, though, because they still fucking lose after Bret Hart puts fucking Edge in the sharpshooter.
All right.
Why Edge? I don't know. I just picked Edge.
Right. Hey, right? Whatever.
That's what my note says, Edge. So, I don't know why Edge lost, but Edge lost.
All right. And then we have our extra team.
Extra
matchup.
Okay. What do you got? You go first.
All right. So mine was, I did this is my five-man teams. I did DX versus NWO.
NWO. Can I drop the ball on WCW?
Yeah. I had to throw WCW in there some way. But I still kept it versus their counterpart, if you will. So NWO had the advantage. And they were Scott Hall, Conan, Kevin Nash, Buff Bagwell, because I wanted
Buff Bagwell.
I had to be funny.
Scott Norton.
And Hulk Hogan.
I would put Scott Norton before Hogan in. After watching Dark Side, I put Scott Norton in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Scott Norton,
and
my boy now.
The DX side was Triple H, Road Dogg, X-Pac, Billy Gunn, and Shawn Michaels. And they lost to NWO.
Oh, really? I don't think they would have won that.
No.
Sweet chin music,
they have
to fucking Diesel in the
face.
They
have Hogan. Oh. Hogan's, that doesn't work for me, brother.
That's why Hogan, so they automatically win. Gotcha. This doesn't work for me, bro. My team, I went final battle. So I'm going to call them day ones, even though they might not be day ones. ROH day ones versus ROH last days. So CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Austin Aries, Samoa Joe, Nigel McGuinness.
They are pretty, like, OG.
Yeah.
Though. Like,
they are facing last days, or we call them the final battle team, of Matt Taven, Jonathan Gresham, Dalton Castle, Mark and Jay Briscoe. CM Punk wins the advantage as he beats Jonathan Gresham in a fucking great match.
That probably would be a decent match.
I mean, the match probably should have been Danielson versus Gresham.
But, yeah, that would have been a better matchup.
But still, it was just, you know, for the advantage, so it really doesn't matter. The OGs do win, though. It was hard for me to fucking not have the Briscoes win.
I know.
Especially some weapons match.
Yeah. Well, they're fucking nuts, too.
But anyway, so Samoa Joe actually gets the pin on Dalton Castle.
The weak link.
I would have picked Danhausen in that group, except Danhausen was injured on Final Battle, so I didn't want to put him in there. But that was that.
Yep.
All right, so now you got douchebag of the day.
Hulk Hogan.
You just put Hulk Hogan as your douchebag of the day?
Doesn't work for me, brother.
My douchebag of the day is an indie wrestler by the name of Hannibal, who over the weekend went into business for himself and almost murdered a referee with a spike in front of a live crowd.
Jesus Christ.
During a match with Carly Colon, you know better as Carlito.
Yeah.
Took liberties and took liberties on an official with a spike. Went off script and stabbed referee Lando Del Toro with a spike, causing Del Toro to suffer a torn artery in his head. He's hospitalized and stable now, but he's also okay. Anyway, yeah, he was laying in, he was choking in a pool of his own blood in the ring. He wasn't even the referee of the match.
What the hell?
So he is my douchebag of the day.
Holy shit.
His real name is Devin Nicholson.
I didn't even hear about that. Holy crap.
So that's my douchebag. I had a real douchebag
of the day. I wasn't on the internet much this weekend, that's why.
So my douchebag trumps everybody else's douchebag this week.
Holy shit. Yeah, it definitely does. Fuck that, dude. I'm gonna switch mine and go with that one now that I'm learning this news. Like, I have to change it now. Like, that dude's like, that's like New Jack shit.
Yeah, but like
even worse, almost.
For New Jack to do that to you, you already had to have pissed New Jack off at some point.
Yeah, you had to slide him. Vic
Grimes.
Yeah.
Like, you had to know it already.
Like, yeah, well, Vic Grimes, like, fucked him up. So, like,
right.
That was coming to you. He cracked his skull.
Yeah, so, that was coming to you.
Kill you, motherfucker. You try to kill me, I'm going to kill you.
And New Jack gets a pass for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but New Jack has always gotten just a pass from us.
I think with me is the thing with New Jack is, like, yeah, he's done some fucked up shit, and he's not, like, a role model in any sort of way, but the thing with New Jack is, like, he
never pretended to be anything else. I mean, I guess neither did that Hannibal guy, but like.
But like, yeah, like New Jack was always. He didn't
attack a referee.
Yeah, like he was always upfront and honest about this shit. Like, he never tried to like change the story or shit. Yeah, I fucking stabbed him, but yeah, I did that. Yeah, I was trying to kill a motherfucker. He's lucky it does. Oh, yeah, I
tried to fucking kill him.
That's like what always got me with New Jack was that.
Like, all right. So I guess that's it for the episode then. I got nothing else. I'll be doing Fight Night. It's Derek Lewis versus somebody.
Yeah, we'll do it. Main card only. It's a quick.
It's a quick one. All right.
Quick five fights, probably. Cool.
We'll probably do that quicker than Friday. We'll just get that out faster, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Probably not. Probably. It's us. We won't get it to
Friday. We say that now, but then it won't happen.
Especially if we have to watch two things this week, even though one was on Friday. So yeah. SmackDown and Winter is Coming.
Winter is Coming.
So Winter is Coming, SmackDown. Yep. SmackDown is coming. Winter is SmackDown.
God.
I'm just kind of fucking, how's it called? Barnstorming some fucking names here. Those two fit for me.
SmackDown is coming.
SmackDown is coming.
That works. SmackDown is coming works.
All right, so join us next week for a SmackDown is Coming.
Yep.
Which will be the lamest fucking show ever. We're not going to go up to any of it. You know what's going to happen? Sting's going to come out. You guys are going to be all excited for nothing, and then Sting's going to show up.
Yeah. Probably.
Just like last year.
Yep.
Anyway, I guess that's it for us then. Motherfucking deuces.
Peace.